Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Silent London podcast. My name is Pamela Hutchinson. I'm the editor of the Silent London website and I'm a little bit outside the capital at the moment. I'm in Scotland. I'm in Bowness, Falkirk for the Hippodrome Festival of Silent Cinema. I've arrived on the Thursday, a day late. So yesterday the festival kicked off with Kevin Brownlow presented his documentary about Lon Chaney, and I heard that there was a fantastic Q&A session after the event. First up for me is a screening tonight at the Hippodrome itself. The Hippodrome is a very beautiful old cinema. It's from 1912. I'm really looking forward to seeing it in the flesh. And that's what the whole festival is based around, the fact that they have this beautiful old cinema in this town. And so it's a way of paying tribute to that venue by showing the old films, the great silent films. Tonight's film is a really, really good choice, I think. A really fun film to get the festival started. I'm just sure that the audience are going to go crazy for it. It's Beggars of Life, William Wellman's rail-riding caper starring Louise Brooks and Richard Arlen, and with a scene-stealing turn from Wallace Beery. It's a great Hollywood silent. It's kind of beautiful. It's got lots of stunts. Louise Brooks is just amazing in it. But what's going to make this performance tonight really special is that the Dodge Brothers are playing. If you don't know, the Dodge Brothers are a blues skiffle band made up of people who have a very healthy appreciation for silent cinema, it's fair to say. Mark Kermode, the film critic for The Observer and the BBC, he is part of the band. He plays bass. And also joining them tonight is going to be Neil Brand. So this is silent cinema by the way of some flea pit in Texas in the 1950s or something. I don't know. It works. So it's my second day at the Hippodrome Festival. Last night was a total blast. Today the weather has been a blast, it's true. It's been really blowy up here, but last night was so much fun that Beggars of Life obviously just completely mesmerised everyone in the audience, and the Dodge Brothers were on cracking form. We had great introductions from Mark Kermode and Mike Hammond and Ali Strauss, who organises the festival. And if you've been on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Tumblr, you may well have seen that we had a little bit of fun with a selfie moment. I'm not sure there's ever been a silent cinema selfie before, but Kevin Brownlow, Neil Brand, Bryony Dixon, Mark Kermode, all in one shot. Even I was in it. I'm not sure we broke Ellen DeGeneres' record, but it was fun. Anyway, tonight is the big gala, so it's glad rags on and handkerchiefs tucked into our handbags, because we're going to go and see Frank Basaghi's First World War romance Lucky Star. Janet Gaynor won an Oscar for her performance in this film, along with Sunrise. It's a real weepy. Neil Brand's going to be playing piano. Everyone's going to get dressed up, and we're promised a few fizzy drinks at the reception. So I'm really looking forward to it. Catch you later. Saturday morning at HipFest. So last night was rather emotional. Lucky Star was just as beautiful and fairy tale like as I had hoped it would be, and beautiful music by Neil and a wonderful introduction by Bryony Dixon, who's now been officially nicknamed the Tsarina of silent cinema. Today we've got a full day of programming, so it's you know, suddenly the marathon appears. We've got starting off with a show that might be slightly planned for the kids, because it's an early morning showing, Buster and Friends. So we've got Buster Keaton, we've got Charlie Chase, we've got Charlie Bowers, and Neil Brand will be orchestrating all of that. In the early afternoon, we've got a film that's really intriguing. It's The Ghost Train. It is a German-UK co-production, and it's a adaptation of a British play about a ghost train. So the description in the book starts, "It was a dark and stormy night," which is, you know, enough to get me hooked. What's quite intriguing is that the play was written by Arnold Ridley. It, you know, maybe you don't know the name of the playwright, but apparently he was a Godfrey in Dad's Army. So fans of sitcoms might you know, find something to enjoy there. Got bona fide classic in the afternoon. We've got The Last Laugh, which is going to be performed with some music by a German group, the Alyosha Zimmerman Ensemble. And the big screening tonight, I'm so excited about this, is Dragnet Girl, which is the Ozu film. It's a Japanese gangster silent film by Ozu. I'm not sure how many people in the audience will have seen it before. It's great fun. And I think it just shows how ambitious and creative the programming is at this festival, that they would put something like that on. So I've got quite a jam-packed day. Weather looks a little calmer. I'm about to head out and start enjoying it. So this is a sad update. It's the last day of HipFest, the Hippodrome Festival of Silent Cinema, to its less intimate friends, and I should be stepping down to town for another day of silent films, but I'm sitting on my suitcase waiting for a taxi to take me to the train station. Yesterday was an amazing day. I had a really wonderful day of some incredibly varied films. We had like a comedy session in the morning with Neil Brand, Charlie Chase, Buster Keaton in The Blacksmith, and Charlie Bowers, a really strange, surreal, semi-animated film, really wonderful film called There It Is. In the afternoon, we ghost train was horror and comedy and drama and detective thriller and everything all rolled into one. You can sort of see why it's such a beloved stage play, but also that it was a very enlivening film adaptation with animation and superimpositions, double exposures, great angles, wonderful performances from its sort of German-English cast. And with that, we had a lovely semi-improvised score from Stephen Horn and Hazel Morrison playing the drums. So it really lent the whole thing a great amount of vigour and drama. So the films continued. We had Delitzsche Man, the great Murnau film with Emil Jannings as the hotel doorman who loses his job, and that we had a beautiful rendition of some the original German score played by the Alyosha Zimmerman Ensemble. That was a truly mesmerising screening. Everyone around me was completely rapt. Going into the evening, we had our big gala performance, Dragnet Girl. So wonderful to see an Ozu film, an early Ozu film, on the big screen with what I felt was a really powerful score by Jane Gardner. And she was accompanied with Roddy Leung and Hazel Morrison. It's a really beautiful film, and it's sort of quite hard to read in some ways because we sort of describe it as a gangster film. It's not really a gangster film. It's sort of like a drama, an emotional drama, and the music really, for me, brought out the emotional tensions and the emotional narrative of the film. Absolutely stunning. Today, if I were staying, there would be Laurel and Hardy, there would be Cavalcanti's Rinkelizer and Grierson's Drifters, and then there would be wonderful, wonderful Feder's Visage d'Enfant, again with music by Stephen Horn, and I'm really, really sad that I'm going to head back to London, but it's been an amazing experience finally coming to HipFest. This is a really precious festival. It's going from strength to strength. The venue is wonderful, the people are wonderful, and I urge you to support this festival if you possibly can. Come up next year and you'll have a blast. Bye.